Day 12. A Mirror into the Future.
Speaking of howlers like standing ovulation, the other day I heard something else that sounded a bit similar.
And what was that, Patrick?
One guy's trying to settle an agreement without signing anything, and the other says, a verbal agreement isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Pretty funny, but not a malapropism, of course, unless the guy said maybe an herbal agreement or something like that. Still, very common, though.
I can hear myself saying stuff like that.
So do I on occasion, like, while driving past a school today, I was upset to see paper cups and candy wrappers scattered around because throwing trash on the schoolhouse lawn leaves a bad taste in the public eye.
And it has all the earmarks of an eyesore.
Ha! That was quick, Patrick. I'm impressed. These are what we called mixed metaphors, by the way.
I remember reading somewhere that former presidential candidate Robert Dole once said, "This country is a boiling pot with open arms."
And former President Gerald Ford, if Abraham Lincoln were alive today, he'd be turning over in his grave.
Is this sort of thing common with politicians, Marta?
Well, you might think so. I saw in today's paper this quote from some high government official. "The smell of war has returned to Washington, and this time I am listening seriously." But it's not just politicians. One of my esteemed colleagues recently finished chairing a particularly angry meeting with, "Next time we'll have to take the bull by the horns and open that can of worms."
You don't think it was deliberate?
Absolutely not. You catch all kinds of people doing it in ordinary conversation, or whenever there's little time for thinking ahead about what they're going to say. One that gets quoted all the time, I don't know where it came from, is, "A virgin forest is a place where the hand of man has never set foot."
I can imagine putting together a great comic routine.
Not surprising. Some mixed metaphors have already been used in that way, but you don't have to look very far. Newscasters are no different.
What do you mean?
Flash, this just in. The floodgates of famine and pestilence are stalking through the land.
What an image. Stalking floodgates.
And some people get confused in the metaphorical use of windows and mirrors.
You mean like, window into the future?
Yes, and of course the rearview mirror in your car lets you see what's behind you, so mirror and past go together pretty well here.
I can guess what's coming next.
Yes, and I heard it recently. California is really a mirror into the future.